No, don't dry up, really, because you're working with other people. You've got other scene partners, and you just bounce off each other. Through doing yes and, you bring a small brick, and someone else brings a brick, and someone else brings a brick, and then you build a house that way. If I had to go on there and basically go, right, this is a design of a house, metaphorically speaking, I might struggle with that. I do stand up, you know, you sit down, you write it, you think it all through, and you try it out on stage, but improv's different, you bounce off each other. So with these guys, you never have to fear about drying up at all.
Okay. It is, it's trust, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
You could walk on stage with absolutely nothing in your head, and you feel completely safe.
Hmm. So, I mean, did the idea of improv come from America then? Is that where its origins came from?
Improvisation itself actually started... Well, it started in the 14th century, really. Or people argue it's always been there. But improv for an audience in the UK kind of started getting going in the 60s with Keith Johnstone, and in the 50s in America with Viola Spolin and Del Close. There's kind of two... I could go on about this all day. There's two areas that... One started in the UK, one started in the US around the same time, and they both grew into kind of slightly different things. And I think now they're merging into one. It's taken the last 5 years for everything to kind of come together, really, I think.
When I first heard about comedy sports, the name did intrigue me somewhat, because the idea of comedy linked with sport, I couldn't really get why
yeah.
with that. I thought
it's a hindrance and a good thing at the same time. It's, a lot of people look at it and think, oh well, it must be comedy about sports,
yeah.
or you know, you're making up game like sports.
I thought you were just all into Manchester United.
It's the only sport I'm good at.
But yeah, it's a bit of a curse, the name, in a sense, but once you actually know what it is, it fits perfectly, really.
Mm. Comedy as a sport, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems quite unique in that it is, from what I've seen, perhaps I'm wrong, it is against, like, one team against the other team,
yep.
I suppose, where the sports comes in. Is that unique to comedy sports, or is that...?
It actually started with Keith Johnstone of Theatre Sports, and then Dick Chudnow in America took theatre sports to Milwaukee and decided it needed a more Americanised theme. So he Americanised it a bit, and then it kind of branched off and became comedy sports.
Yeah. A bit more for the laughs, as
yeah.
I suppose the name suggests, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
and then
so I
panel show stole yeah. it and keeps giving points
I was
to
kind
people.
Of introduced to it through Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Clive Anderson, which is obviously quite a few generations ago now. So...